testimony to our management skills, and one more nail in the body of Jesus. Our ministry staff meetings are more like management meetings than prayer meetings. We spend our time talking about how to relate to our new computer systems instead of talking about our relationships with Jesus. The modern senior pastor operates like a CEO instead of a spiritual director, mentor, or fellow struggler. Numbers, activities, and programs dominate our agendas, and we soon discover that in today's institutional church, mission statements, strategies, and results matter most. Efficiency and control rule. The bottom line is tangible growth. The youth minister's soul is irrelevant. Then we wake up one day with very successful youth programs, only to discover our success has cost us our souls. A high-profile parachurch youth ministry approached a veteran youth worker friend of mine and tossed her name in the hat for one of its executive openings. She was excited to be considered for the job and saw the position as a great place to launch a care program for the staff members' souls. In her interview, one executive told her, "I know you're passionate about our staff members and their relationships with God, but frankly, your job will cover a lot of responsibilities. I'm at the same level you'll be. In terms of my job description, helping staffers with their relationship with God is 27th on my list." No youth ministry, church or parachurch, should survive if the condition of its youth minister's soul is 27th on the list. Today's youth ministry culture is consumed with doing rather than being. So many of us know what it means to believe in Jesus, but we don't know what it means to be with Jesus. We know how to talk about Jesus, but we don't know how to listen to Jesus talk to us. We're experts at doing youth work, but we don't know how to let God work in our hearts. We know much about saving souls, but we have no clue about soul making. We're comfortable with God's people, but uncomfortable when we're alone with God. We've forgotten the real bottom line, our souls. Let's reclaim them. Let's start with our relationships with Jesus. Let's start the new millennium by reaching inside our souls before we try to reach the world. Let's start at the feet of Jesus and go from there. Number one, staff meetings. Let's begin our pilgrimage with Jesus by changing the way we do business. Let's make intimacy with Jesus our business. Let's suggest to our church staffs that we spend the majority of our meeting times talking about our relationships with God. Let's spend that time praying and paying attention to what God is doing. Number two, youth staff. Instead of starting with what we're doing with the kids,